Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast. This is episode 15, Wisdom Wednesday.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In this episode, you'll find out how to stop wishing that you had an opportunity to practice with native English speakers and how to actually bring them to you.
In this episode, we have a great tip. I think it's pretty great. The car outside thinks it's pretty great, too. So the tip is, you know, to get more interaction with people on the street or, you know, just you're walking around, you want to interact with strangers, talk to new people, try wearing something totally different.
Something totally off the wall.
Could be, like, a bright color.
Could be a pair of goggles.
So I ride my bicycle a lot, and when I run errands, like to the grocery store or to the drugstore, I often just keep my helmet on when I go inside because I'm just too lazy to lock it up with my bike or carry it. So it's more convenient to keep it on my head. But I'll often get comments from strangers, you know, just in jest, like trying to be funny, like, hey, great hats. And so it works. I mean, it really is an easy way to bring more interaction into your life.
Right. And that would be a great way to start up a conversation. This was the tip that I think I read on Benny Lewis's blog, and his blog is called fluentin3months.com. So he goes around the world and learns a new language every 3 months. How does he learn? Well, he speaks with native speakers.
Right.
And how does he do that? He has to stand out a bit on the street. So sometimes he puts on a weird costume or wears a t-shirt that says something funny so people stop him. And guess what? That's a perfect opportunity to engage in just practicing English.
Yeah, so something visual. I know another example is my friend went to... he's from Texas, right? I think he went to a UT school, University of Texas. So he always wears this Longhorns t-shirt, which is the symbol of Texas. So people stop him all the time saying, hey, are you from Texas? Or did you go to University of Texas? So, you know, if you wear something like a university name on your t-shirt or, you know, a popular symbol or something like Boston Red Sox, you know, people might ask, hey, do you like the Red Sox?
Yeah.
It's a great conversation starter.
For sure. So give it a try, see what happens, and get going with the conversations.
Great tip.
Okay.
You listeners know that we've created this awesome podcast for you, but that's not all. We've also created an ebook to help you get the most out of listening to every episode. And the best thing is it's free. It's free for you guys, our listeners. So to get the ebook for free, just come visit us at www.allearsenglish.com/free.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English Podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.